Okay, so we're beginning tonight with the bracha of Al HaTzadikim Al HaChasidim, on the righteous and on the devout. Before we began recording, we read through the Hebrew and the English. So what questions pop out at us based on the text?
It all seems very plain on his face.
What do you mean by plain?
It's describing those who are righteous in all various formats.
Mm-hmm.
And it's saying, we'd like to be included in that group.
Okay.
What did you say?
It's describing all sorts of righteous people by various definitions. And then it throws in v'aleinu and include us in with these righteous people, and can our basically apportionment should be the same as theirs.
Right. How do you understand it?
I can't think of a question on this. I mean,
okay, no pressure. What's striking to me and the Mefarshim on the bracha is the level of specificity. So the way Mark posed his question, it's on the righteous and on the pious and everybody else. But we could have just said righteous and pious and stopped there. Al HaTzadikim, Al HaChasidim, V'Aleinu, if you want to throw ourselves in there. Yemur HaChamacha, what's all the other stuff about? So Rav Schwab explains that the tzaddik is the highest level of human perfection. We're going to spend a little bit of time tonight talking about a tzaddik. It's interesting. In the time that I was zocheh to spend with Rav Asher Weiss last week, he spent time, and I'll probably be giving a shiur on it, it was really very fascinating. He spoke about the difference, the evolution, development, and the influence of Chassidus in contemporary times. And he said that fundamentally what differentiates a Chassid from a, let's say, Litvak, is the emphasis on a tzaddik, on a righteous person, and the tzaddik's ability in the perspective of Chassidus to be able to intervene, to be able to influence those around him. So you go to the tzaddik is able to shake the heavens on our behalf. So a tzaddik is the highest level of human perfection, and perhaps in Chassidus he was suggesting it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, there's one tzaddik, there can be multiple tzaddikim, there are rebbes, there are rebbes, etc.
The chassidim, they're talking about the chassidim of old, they're not talking about present-day chassidim, I mean, in terms of being a chassid,
so
of that sect. So
he did differentiate between chassidim who are just chassidim in garb only, and real chassidim.
Yeah, because that's obviously not written.
That's not what
they didn't exist when this was
correct.
Written.
Correct. So at tzaddik, what Rav Schwab explains, tzaddikim is the people who live exactly in exacting life, where their ratzon and his Hashem's ratzon are aligned. It's exactly the way that Hashem wants you to live. It used to be, it's used when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Noach, "Ki oscha ra'isi tzaddik lefanai bedor hazeh." Hashem says to Noach, "I see you're righteous." Everybody else were a bunch of Rishayim, they were committing terrible averos, but he identifies Noach as a tzaddik.
The Torah, relatively.
Okay.
I mean, depending on whose shita you follow.
Right. Let's take the Pashur Pshat. The Pasuk says, Ki oscha ra'isi tzaddik lefanai bedor hazeh. That I've seen you to be a tzaddik, to be a righteous person.
Maybe it's harder to be a tzaddik with Rav Yeshorim around.
For sure.
Then if a good percentage of people are tzaddikim or chassidim, well, you just fall into the crowd.
Right, you can have positive peer pressure and negative peer pressure. When you're the only one, it's hard to be, you know, a person of integrity when everybody else around you is corrupt. So the tzaddikim are outstanding people who, nonetheless, are not perfect. Right? It's the people who live as close to perfection as possible. Right. Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yasa tov lo yechata. There's nobody in the world, even Moshe Rabbeinu, our greatest leader, who is infallible. Everybody's able to slip up. But nonetheless, right, if you're that close to Hashem's ratzon, Hashem's going to call you a tzaddik. And to piggyback on what you just said, right, let's go with the more negative view of Noach, where Noach is still called a tzaddik even though he's far from perfect and had he been in a different generation, but Hashem still considers that level of behavior and that level of spiritual connection and growth, he's still considered a tzaddik. So chassidim refers to the next highest level. While not rising to the level of tzaddikim, it consists of people who are outstanding in their love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the extent that they act lefnim mishur ha-sadim. They go beyond exactly what they have to do. And this is the phrase, chassidei umos ha-olam, right? That non-Jews can also be called pious because they don't only adhere to the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, but they go above and beyond in their love of humanity and their efforts to improve the world.
People in the Holocaust.
Exactly. So
their lives in danger.
Somebody who risks their life to save other people, to try and help others. They stick their necks literally on the line for others. That's not something that they had to do. Nobody, you know, it was a very dangerous thing. And nonetheless, so the chassid is somebody who goes above and beyond. But tzaddik obviously goes above and beyond, and he's closer to perfection. Rav Steinman Zatzal tells us, Hine anshei kinesis hagadola tiknu lo marke. They enacted this, they decreed that we should say this, v'kinirish ez eshayach b'chlal Yisrael b'chol adonos, that this should be applicable to every generation. B'tzaruch bir, so we have to understand, according to the Mesilas Yesharim, it tells us, what is midas achasidus? How does a person act with piety? Ki yesh ka'ilu b'chol adonos. Exactly like we're saying now. There are always people in every generation who are pious. They might not be the most pious. Obviously, living in the generation of the Beit HaMikdash, HaRishon, they had greater capacity for piety because that connection was stronger. But every generation has chassidim. Yitachin v'gad b'pachos mizeh, shayach lomar d'mikol makom, l'fi dargas hador hahu, nikra chassid. According to that generation, you'd be considered a pious person. As David says, the Gemara in Brachos tells us in Daf Dalad Amud Aleph, the David Amar Shamar Nafshi Ki Chasid Ani. So one man Amar says, Shamar Lo Chasid Ani, Shakol Malchay Mizrach, Amar of Yeshenim, Ad Gimel Shoes, Vani Chatzos HaLaila, Akam Lahados Lecha. And David says, no, when I say that I'm a Chasid, it means that I'm less than others. And the other man Amar says, Sheini Mifarish Lo Chasid Ani, Shakol, sorry. The two mandamrim, obviously. One mandamr says, Lo chasidani, shekol malchei mizrach umar v'yishenim ad gimel shaos. All the other kings sleep until the third hour, right? That's what we know as sos man kriyashma. V'ani, but me, chatzos laila hakam lehodos lecha. I wake up in the middle of the night to praise you. Umandamr sheni, the other mandamr says, Lo chasani ani shekol malchei mizrach umar v'yoshru magudos agudos bechvodam. V'ani yaday melechlachos bedam. Shafir Bishilya, Kadela Tahir Isha Labaila. And I, what are you looking for?
Tzadik Hashem Bechol the Rochel Bechol the Rochel Bechol the Rochel.
That's going to be Amincha. Okay.
I just was looking. So,
so he's saying that I don't, everybody else is sitting in rows and they're glorifying God, and me, I'm stuck dealing with the very technical Shilas. I have blood on my hands from war, I have blood on my hands from dealing with Nida Shilas. And the Mesilas Yesharim says, "Lo maskir elu hadvar bevir." The Mesilas Yesharim doesn't talk about this. Ali yishlomer de lefi matzavo shehu melech, zekvar darga maspika likrei chassid. If you're appointed the king of the Jewish people, unfortunately things got a little ugly after in later generations. But if you were the king of the Jewish people, that's a level of spirituality that you're entitled to the title of entitled to the title. That's a you deserve the title to be a chassid. that there are kings who are very particular. V'lo chaser lehem klum, and they lack nothing. Why would they wake up in the middle of the night to praise God? He does it. He's a chassid in that generation. And why would they be involved in Hilchos Nida and Taras HaMishpacha? For him, he's a chassid. And also in our time, says Rav Steinman, Zatzal. Yitachad afilu ha'osa dvarim shim haya osa osam bedoros ha'kodmim. You could do things that maybe in previous generations weren't such a big deal, but we have Yiridos Adoros. We typically decline in every generation. So if a person's able to retain those things that they used to do previously, Bidur Kazeh Yichashev LaChasidus, that could be considered an act of piety, right? Being able to hold on and perpetuate the Mesorah itself is meaningful in terms of chasidus. Those are the first couple of words. V'al ziknei amcha beis Yisrael. So the first category for whom we daven, right? We're davening for the welfare, ultimately, of all of Klal Yisrael, but we break it down into categories. We prioritize this. There are the tzaddikim, there are the chasidim, and then there's the ziknei amcha beis Yisrael. So these are the elders. They're not necessarily more advanced. They're not necessarily older in terms of age, chronological age, and how old they are. But rather, Ein Zakin Elish Shekana Chachma. The Gemara Kedushin tells us that Zikna refers to people who acquire Torah, who learn Torah. And so typically, the older a person is, the more sagacious they become, they're wiser. But it's really referring to their Chachma. It's referring to their Torah knowledge. It's the people to whom we can turn to answer our shilas and to guide us. We spoke a couple of weeks ago about the yoetzin, those people who are able to advise us. So this is what it's referring to here. In the bracha of Hashina Shoftenu, yoetzenu kivatchila, right? We had Nevi'im, and then we had the yoetzin. And the yoetzin were the people who guided us when we didn't listen to the Nevi'im. And so all we were left with were spiritual advisors. These are the Zakenim, the people who help us in every generation. V'al pleita sofrehem. What's the remaining teachers? It sounds like an afterthought. Yeah, the leftovers. She'eris ha'pleita, the people who were left over. So everybody says that this is referring to the sofrim u'mashanim shemelamdim tinokos la'amitan. The Medrash in Sifri and Bayikra tells it's referring to people who teach Torah. The people who were the rebbes of the cheder and the yeshiva.
The teachers in Shevus HaPleito. T.I. Baltimore's Shevus HaPleito. That's the name. And so he teaches there, so he's teaching Shevus HaPleito.
Okay, so that's it's appropriate title for him. So it includes everybody who teaches Torah. Schwab says that these select people, why are they called Pleitim? The few remaining ones. There's a little bit of them left. He says, why do we say that it's a few left? It's because most people don't become Torah teachers, since their task is usually not appreciated and it doesn't pay well. Nevertheless, the sofrim, the teachers of the Jewish nation, are of such importance that without them, we would cease to exist as Am Yisrael. And it's true. You know, but you could teach Torah and have a parnasa and do other things. There's, I know in yeshiva, they don't discourage people from going, getting smicha and learning for a number of years and passing all their bechinos, because it's important for non-rabbanim and non-mechanchim, people who are not formally involved in Klei Kodesh, to also be able to be magid yeshiurim and to be odeya sefer. And so the pleita sofrehem, you know, should really be expanded. We should have a lot of more people who are able to learn and to teach Torah. He also says that before we learn Torah, we say v'yachon pleitasenu pleitasam beis Yisrael. That the remaining ones, and so after we go through the tzaddikim and the chasidim and the zakenim, you know, we have to include those who are merbitzei Torah. Then the bracha shifts a little bit. V'al geri hatzedek, and on so Rav Steinman also says v'yesh mefarshim shakodesh baruch hu mashu bechol dor mehazakenim sheyilmedu es hador hazeh. Just like they're always, in every generation, they're always going to be chasidim, they're always going to be rebbeim. There are always going to be people who can give over the Mesorah from generation to generation. And that's what it means. I'm sorry?
Gerat Tzedek?
No, Pleita Sofreya.
Oh, there was.
He started but stopped.
Yeah, I'm sorry. There are, meaning they're left over, right? The whole generation can be full of Rishayim or people who are off the Derech, but Hashem's always going to leave over Sheiras HaPleita of Rebbeim, who can be Mora Derech and be Marbitze Torah, who can teach Torah. The Algeri HaTzedek, now we'll move on to the Gerim, the converts. So the Navi tells us that when Mashiach comes, the nations of the world will flock to Am Yisrael to join them. That there will be many nations, mighty nations that are going to come to seek out Hashem in Jerusalem, and to supplicate before Hashem. Kalamar Hashem Tzavakos by Yama Mahima. This is what Hashem is going to say. Asheryach Haziku Asara Anoshim. 10 men, Mikol Lishonos Hagoyim, from all different nations, different languages. Vehechaziku Beknaf Ish Yehudi. And they're going to grab on to the corner of a Jewish person, Lemor, saying, Nilcha Imachem Ki Shamanu Elokim Imachem. You could think probably what the Navi Zechariah is referring to, you latch onto the tzitzis, right? It's the most exposed public mitzvah. If you latches on, what's the corner of a Jewish man's garment? His tzitzis. He sees the mitzvah. I'm holding onto your tzitzis. Bring me with you. I want to learn about the other mitzvahs. I see you're a God-fearing Jew. You wear your tzitzis. What other mitzvahs can you share with me? And so there are going to be so many people that we'll have to determine who wants to join us because of the honor that we will have attained. We've spoken about this before, that when Mashiach comes, it's not just going to be that we're going to be saved, it's not going only our Yeshua, but it's going to result in a Giloy Das and in a Kiddush Hashem that everybody's going to understand, the HaKadosh Hu Hashem Hu Halokim, and the Umos HaOlam, maybe the Chassidei Umos HaOlam primarily among them, are going to want to join along. But even in every generation, there are always Geri HaTzedek. There are always these righteous Gentiles who want to latch onto the tzitzis and latch onto the Shabbos candles and to join them. And so we daven for them. We daven for the Geri HaTzedek. And it's appropriate because you think about the sacrifice that a Ger makes to completely change their life socially, religiously, usually geographically. There's a lot of upheaval that's involved, and so they deserve our tefillos. This tefillah doesn't only refer to those who convert, though, Rav Schwab says, when what he calls external gerim, right, the people who come in from the outside, literally outside the faith, but it also includes internal gerim. What's an internal ger? It's a baal tshuva, who's able to convert himself, doesn't have to be as drastic, he's already Jewish, but it's pretty much, it could be, just as much of a transformation in a person's life. And so on Yom Kippur we say, that in the 7th month, including the gerim that dwells among you, that it's a homiletical interpretation, obviously, because the pasuk is really referring to the gerim, the real converts to the religion. But what Rav Schwab is darshaning here is that they live, the Hager Hagar B'Sochachem, the Ger lives inside you. So, talking about Yemu Rachamecha, we want Hashem to somehow structure our day so that we should be able to internalize and feel that His Rachmanus is directed towards each and every one of us. Because, like a firefighter, if you don't have air, you wouldn't be able to live. So we only feel the air when the wind blows. We take it for granted, unless you have asthma or some type of respiratory distress. So then you appreciate every breath, because you're laboring for it. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make His Rachmanus evident for all of us. This is a very odd phrase. Saint Sachar, we ask Hashem to give us reward, which is itself a little chutzpahdik, tov, Why would we think that Hashem would give us a bad reward? What is a bad reward? Say it's Sachar. L'chol habotchem b'shimcha be'emes. To everybody who trusts in Hashem truthfully. So Hashem knows. There's no shtick in Shemayim. Hashem knows who trusts him, who believes in him, and who doesn't. So l'chol habotchem b'shimcha should be enough. Be'emes seems superfluous. So Rishwab says we add another category. Those who trust, who truly trust in your name. And the Shimcha, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means that he reveals to us about himself, right? The shame of Hashem, we don't really understand what Hashem is, but the word that we use of Adon, Hashem is a master. That's how we relate to Hashem. There are lots of names of Hashem. So we ask Hashem to be able to reveal something about himself that we can understand. We can't conceive of the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And B'Shimcha Be'emes is that the person truly places his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu both in good times and in more challenging times. But if a person experiences fear when facing a dangerous situation, his bitachon is not Be'emes because he hasn't truly placed his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather this would be called bitachon b'sheker. If a person can truly say, Hinei Kel Yeshua Si, it's a phrase we say every Motzei Shabbos, and we don't really appreciate how powerful it is. Hinei Kel Yeshua Si, behold, Hashem is my salvation, Evtach. I believe, Velo Evchad, and I don't fear. It's a high level. I'm not taking it away. It's a very high level. And certain, you know, when you feel... the way Rishwab describes it, right, when you're facing a dangerous situation, it's normal to feel fear. That's a healthy response, because when your flight or fright trigger is activated, so you're going to protect yourself, you're going to do what you can. Hashem doesn't want you not to do your hishtablus. But I think what he's referring to is the overwhelming fear of something that hasn't necessarily happened.
Did you explain the Sohar Tov?
Not yet. I'm going to get there. I think Rav Steinman does a good job with that. So if you can say Hinei Kel Yeshua Si and Hashem Liv Lo Ira, because he has true bitachon, that's Shimcha Be'emes. So who are those people? So I would say it's tzaddikim, right? That's the obvious answer. Shram says it's referring to the Lamed Vav Tzadikim, the most holy. The Gemara in Sukkah says that there are 36 who receive Lo Pachos Alma Mitlasa and Vishita Tzadike to Mekab Le Ape Shechina B'chol Yom. These 36 people, these Tzadikim, receive the Shechina, the awareness of Hashem's presence every single day. So we ask Hashem to give these people who are both in Hashem B'Shimcha Be'emes, a good reward, meaning that they can share it with others. That's what it means. B'Shimcha Be'emes. The Saint Sechar Tov.
In every generation, there's Lamed Vav Tzadikim.
Yeah. It's not a challenging thing to understand, because we know that every generation has Chassidim, has Tzadikim, and Chassidim. So among those, there are always at least 36. Rav Steinman explains the Saint Sachar Tov. Yesh la'ayin. We have to understand. Im ha'bakasha al schar ba'olam hazeh ba'olam haba. Right? What exactly is the reward referring to? Is it this world, next world? The Rakeach says it's both. Bezeh u'beva. It's this world and next world. Yesh la'ayin. We have to understand. The Gemara Kedushin tells us schar mitzvah hay al malekah. We don't receive reward in this world. V'gam eschar ha'peros. And the reward for the mitzvahs that we do, the Vilna Gaon says in Mishlei, Shatzadikim yir lefarnes atzman b'olam hazeh b'dochak, that the truly righteous, they don't seek to make themselves wealthy in this world financially. Ki tovim peros olam haba mecharet z'mipaz shalom hazeh. That the reward that we're going to receive in the world to come will dwarf, right? Even the person who won $1.6 billion, olam haba is going to be worth multiple times. We have no idea the value of a mitzvah. And we are zochet to do many mitzvahs every day. We're billionaires. We're multi-billionaires. And if it's referring to the world to come, yesh la'ayin bevakasha zu, Hashem's going to reward those who deserve it. So what does it mean to give schar tov to the tzaddikim? Of course he will. What are you davening for? What's the request? Of course the tzaddik's going to get rewarded. And if he doesn't deserve it, so then what are you asking for? He doesn't deserve it. Hashem works on mida keneged mida. You deserve it, you get it. Such a powerful idea. You might deserve it, but you should still daven for it. Because you shouldn't feel entitled that I deserve this. Because I did this mitzvah, so Hashem, I deserve this. Yeah, you might deserve it, but you should still daven that Hashem give it to you. Because we don't really deserve anything. It could be that merely waking up in the morning was used up the schus of that mitzvah that we think that was so gewaltic that, you know, we're going to earn our place in Olam Haba. No, maybe you were lacking in other things and you really have no sense of entitlement in this world. Rav Asher last week, he said, sometimes, you know, life is sometimes challenging. I'm not going to go into this varichas. We'll share it more publicly with others, but since you're here, you get a sneak peek. He says, we're in this world. Sometimes we can enjoy it, sometimes we don't. But that's really the oneg, the enjoyment is not what life is about. It's about being able to get to the Olam Haba. And the oneg that we're able to eke out of it is just a way of allowing us to grow. It should not be for the purpose of enjoyment for itself. It should always be something, the oneg that we get should be channeled to our Avodas Hashem. As the Medrash tells us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't bring rain into the world. He didn't allow the crops to blossom and to grow and to mature until Adam was in the world, until Adam was born, was created. And so everything is really just for us, but the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to give. Adam had to ask for it. He had to daven. He had to think, where can I get my sustenance from? So that's the Saint Sachar Tov. L'chol habotchem b'shimcha be'emes. Says Rav Shteim, yishna ayin. V'chishayach shehem botchem b'shimcha ve'eno be'emes. How could you believe and it would not be true? Harimisha eno b'teach be'emes, eno b'teach b'shimcha. Person who doesn't believe you, doesn't believe in your name. V'kan ba'olam hazeh ef shel ramos. In this world, we could play around and we could fool other people to think that we're chassidim, but really we're not. Aval sham, right up in Shamayim, in the world, after 120, Hare Yodim Esa Emes, Ve'iyev Shadar Amos. You can't trick HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's ridiculous. Kasha Lomer de HaKavana Labali Bitachem Bedarga Gavoa de Imke Miyizke. And it's not referring to people who are on the highest level, because very few would be able to benefit from that. The Rekayach says, HaBotchem Be'emes who believe Shalim. It's people who believe wholeheartedly. It's people who believe with their whole heart, wholeheartedly. And the Avudraham says the Pasuk in Tehillim, V'yivtichu b'chal yodei shemecha, that the people who believe, they know your name. Ratzalomer dehem yodim amitis shemecha. They understand the truthiness of your name. V'chol habotchem, and those who believe, mihim habotchem. Who are they? Elu sheyodim es shemcha be'emes. Those who know how to call out to you, honestly, good and bad. V'lo shabitachin zeh be'emes. And not that the belief is true. That they believe in their whole heart. Nothing is going to waver.
The word botchim seems to have greater depth, if you will, than believe.
Trust.
Okay.
Riv. Not Riv. Well, Rav Karel, it's the Chazon Ish, wrote a kutra called Emuna Bitachon, where he gets into what's Emuna and what's Bitachon. So Emuna is belief. You believe that everything is for good. And Bitachon is taking that Emuna and putting it into action. Hashem's going to take care of this. It's going to be okay. I trust that Hashem is going to be there for me. It's not a belief. It's more... it's a deeper level. You're right. The Simcha Kenu Imahem Liolam. So we ask that Hashem put us with them forever. Baruch Ata Hashem Eshanu Metach Vatzadikim. So Rosh Taimin says, Mashmash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishanu Miftach Rak Latzadikim. It sounds like Hashem is only supporting and is the source of strength only for the tzaddikim. But what happened to all the others, right?
The only half a dozen that he mentioned.
Yeah, exactly. Hanafkamina, the practical difference between Mishan Lemivtach, somebody who Hashem supports and Hashem is the source of trust, right? If bitachon means that we trust in Hashem, so then the Mivtach is that Hashem is the source of our trust. Mefarish b'Avnei Eliyahu, he quotes Avnei Eliyahu, Gam shehu mivtach latzadikim habotchem bo, Hashem is the source of trust for the righteous who believe in Him. V'nosein she'elosam, and He answers their requests la'achar zman, after a certain period of time, kodem yavo she'elosam hu mishal lahem, but before they get to the question, already He's supporting them, shelo yovdu bitchunam bo, so that they shouldn't lose their trust. And Hashem might not answer it entirely, but He supports us enough so that we can understand that He is supporting us, and we don't lose that trust in Him. V'chein la'asad kibetzis teitzcha mi'mitzrayim er'enu nefla'os li'yos misham lana bivitchuno. Okay, so that's not rough.
Well, it ends... Yeah. Mishan Miftoch Latzadikim. But it mentions all the Hasidim and the Zikim and the Kainim and the Platos, so Shemus of Platon. So what about all the rest?
So it's just a way of ending the bracha the way we began. The bracha begins on Latzadikim, and so it ends with Tzadikim as well. Rav Shwab says that as little as we think of ourselves, as much as we're aware of our shortcomings, we should always aspire to be tzaddikim. But a tzaddik isn't something we should think we've ever achieved. It's something for which we strive to achieve. I think you wonder about, like, Chaim Kanievsky or Moshe Feinstein. If you ask them, are you a tzaddik? They'd say no.
I am.
Okay.
When I go to the Kotel and you're going down the steps, tzaddik, everybody tzaddik. There is yelling, calling me tzaddik. I'm just assuming.
What they call you?
They're all calling me tzaddik, with their hands out, of course.
Well, tzaddik. After you give tzedakah, you become a tzaddik.
No, before, because I don't even have to give, and they're telling me I'm a tzaddik.
They're giving you the pathway to become a tzaddik. It's such a great schus that they offer us.
I just assumed, after being called so many times, it must be true.
It must be true.
Total strangers are calling me this.
So Revolvi.
Those who know me wouldn't say this, but.
You don't know that. You just can't listen to that. So Revolvi Zatzal talks about a Jew in Eretz Israel who had a halacha question. He wanted to call Rav Moshe Feinstein. So he calls him, looks at his watch, 10 o'clock in the morning. Good time to call Rav Moshe, right? Depends whose watch you're looking at. 3 o'clock in the morning in New York City. On the Lower East Side, the phone rings on FDR Drive. I don't remember what number it is. It's in all of his Sfarim, right? The phone rings. Rav Moshe answers. Without any introduction or apology or anything, the man asks his shaila to Rav Moshe. Before answering, Rav Moshe says, "Excuse me, could you hold on the line for a little while?" As the phone rings. Could you hold the line for just a moment?
Ringing.
I know. I don't know who it is. It's very funny. So Moshe says, would you hold on for a moment? The man says, sure. 5 minutes pass. Rav Moshe comes back on the phone, says, this is the answer to your Shaila, this and this and this and this. And tell me, what's your name? Moshe Schwartz. Okay, and what's your address? He tells him his address. He lives in Yerushalayim. Very good. He says, okay. He's wondering, why do you need my address? He didn't say anything. He didn't actually ask the question. He didn't understand. A week later, he gets a envelope in the mail, FDR Drive, New York, New York, USA. It's a check from Rav Moshe Feinstein. And he writes, when you called me at 3 o'clock in the morning, I took a couple of minutes before answering because I had to recite Birchas HaTorah. So I know that you didn't ask me for this money, and I know that you were waiting for my answer. However, that doesn't mean that I take your time for granted. And so I'm giving you a check for the value of 5 minutes of your time. That's a chassid. He's also a tzaddik, but he's also a chassid because he goes above and beyond. And granted, somebody who's calling Rav Moshe, you're going to wait on hold. You know, that's that you're also going to pay a lot of money in long distance. You know, an international call is still more expensive than a regular call. And so we talk about, you know, the chassidim, tzaddikim, chassidim, zakenim, pleita sefreim, geri hatzaddik. So what's the difference? So Rav Volbit says, a tzaddik is somebody who does everything that he has to do, and he's nizer, he's careful from any iser. A chassid is somebody who's mischassid im kono. He goes above and beyond for his creator. He doesn't only do what he has to do, he goes above and beyond. Lifnei mishur hasadin. Ziknei amcha beis Yisrael and pleitas Ephraim. So again, those are the ziknei haTorah. The pleitas Ephraim is the Tanei Chacham, ha'oskim haTorah, those who teach. V'aleinu, and then we have us. So he says, I wanted to explain to you something very fundamental about it, that he heard from Rav Volbi Zatzal. So Gemara, the Mishnah, in Brachos, on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Chassidim HaRishonim HaYushon Shah Achas, the early pious ones, those who went Lefnei Mishur HaSadin, right, they would go and they would wait for an hour before they would daven. And they, that's why they were Chassidim, they went above and beyond. Some people just come into shul and they start. They would wait an hour before they daven, so that they would be able to have proper concentration on their Father in heaven. The Vilna Gaon says in the Shnos Eliyahu, a person is prohibited from davening for his own personal needs, that we should all be united in our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, avalo l'tzarech atzmo, but not for himself, al yispal belokayin etzor al atzmo. So when I daven for Hashem, thank you for giving me back my neshama, l'kayin etzor l'shonim imras, v'asayim midam imrima, etc., etc. That's the place where you daven for your own needs. Zek shekasav kan, kedei sheyechav nolibam le'aviyim shebashamayim. So the Gra says, kedei sheyechav nolibam le'aviyim shebashamayim, kedei shelo yispal l'rak al atzmo. We shouldn't think that we daven only for ourselves. El Yispal Shekol Am Yisrael Yiyu B'Tachlas Hashleimus. We daven that the entirety of the Jewish people should be whole, which has always been a challenge for us. U'Lasham Kacha Chasidim HaRishonim HaYushom Sha'achas Lefnei HaTfila. And that is what the Vilna Gaon says. What took so long? Because they had to understand that, you know, all the people who don't come to shul, the people who aren't davening, the people who aren't doing mitzvahs, they also should be part of Knesset Yisrael. So, Mi lo mispal al atzma b'shmona esrei, says Rav Volbi. Who doesn't daven for themselves? Who wrote Sadas? Who wrote Satorah? Who wrote Savoda? Who tzarech refuah or parnasa? But the Gros says it's aser. All those things are, it's not for me. Al atzmeinu anachni yicholim mispal b'lekai netzor. For us, we daven in elokai netzor. Obamilim shalanu be'emtza ha-brachos. We can daven, we can insert our own tefillos at the end of every bracha. But the brachos themselves, the chashem hol nasus is zeshari, kishanachnu mevakshim yekadosh baruch hu, shimal es kol chasur nasenu. When we ask Hashem to fulfill all of our deficiencies, anachnu ma'orim mechazkim b'atzmenu es ha'amuna, ke'aksov es ha'yechida l'chol tzarkenu ha'bari yisbarach. Because when we do turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with requests, we're implicitly saying, you're the only address. I'm not going to go somewhere else to ask for health and for wealth and for Torah and everything else. Only Hashem can answer our call. But in the Nusach HaTfilah, we have to daven for everybody. As you said, all Shemona Esrei is B'lashon Rabbim. And therefore, Everything is in Lashon Rabbah. B'nei sha'adam tzarech l'shaklif es atzmo im hatzibur. He needs to join himself with everybody else, with the greater collective. V'lispalel al kol hatzibur, and to daven for all of Klal Yisrael. As the Arizal says, that for a person davens, he should be mekabel al atzmo, the mitzvah of yahavta l'reacha kamocha. In some siddurim, you'll see, I think it's before Pesukei Nezimra, the Siddur HaGra has it. Right before Baruch Shamar, it says the person should be mekabel al atzmo, v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha. Why? What's the connection there? V'pneisha b'tfila nachem tzrichem lios k'shur b'chol klal Yisrael. Because we have to realize that I'm not davening to Hashem on an individual basis. I'm davening here with a minyan. I'm davening here on behalf of the tzibur. I'm not just davening and presenting my own needs. Chi adam sha'ein lo avas abrios mesugel esbal al klal. A person who davens only for himself is not going to be answered. And he mitar l'atzmi, so I will explain to you what the Gros said. She'asr l'adam l'espal l'atzmi b'nesach ha'tfil l'mafri l'cha, k'mo sh'ze mafri ali. It bothers you like it bothers me. L'ma sh'ani, l'ma sh'ani yishkach b'atzmi v'espal l'rach ha'klal Yisrael. How could I only daven for everybody else? Ava z'inyan ha'avodakan. The point is, she'adam tzarech l'avod im atzmo, he has to work on himself, l'shanos his atzmo, to change himself, l'sromi b'tfiloso ad shu marchev esad stei hari'ya shalo v'ro'as klal Yisrael. You have to broaden the horizon to see beyond yourself for the entirety of the people. Anachnu b'teva anuchiyim. We're all about ourselves. Anachnu choshvim b'ikar al atzmina. We think about ourselves. V'kach b'tfilo lo'olo lanu al adas l'spal ba'ad kol klal Yisrael. It doesn't occur to us that there's a whole world out there. Aval adam shirat alavod al atzmo. A person wants to work on himself. Tzarech l'izgabra l'hamida azos. Shalom. He has to work on this character trait to get beyond himself. It's more challenging for millennials and today's generation when everything is about I. L'harchiv is a lo lach shavrak al atzmo, a lach shavak kol klal Yisrael. Ani lo mispal ki yachid. I'm not davening as an individual. Ela kechelak miklal Yisrael. I'm part of everybody. V'ani lo mispal rak al atzmi. Ela shleimus klal Yisrael. The point is that we should all be united. Right, in the Lashon and Aleinu, the Kiruv Yedu Kol Ba'i Olam, right, that all of the world, but really all of Klal Yisrael, should be able to realize God and then acknowledge Him. Zelo Rakinin Shalamiras Harini Mekabel Alayim Isus Seis Shal V'Yahavto L'Reacha Kamocha Eliyish Kan Avoda Chadasha, that this itself is a new type of work for us. Yehudim nefutzim hayom b'chol ha'olam. We're spread out all over the place. We're in Israel, we're in America, we're in Europe, we're in North America, South America, Russia, Africa, Australia. I feel even Arab countries, there are a couple of Jews left. We're so spread out. Aval kulanu klal Yisrael echad. We're all one nation. Ashkenazim, Sfardim, Hasidim, Litvaks, Charedim, Chilonim. Each of one of us has our own group. But we're all one. And so we can't see ourselves as individuals, we have to see ourselves as the greater collective. And that really is what this is all about.
Shem Shalom Tov Rucha. It says, Kol Rucha Yisrael. It's also about Kol Yisrael.
The Chol Eis.
B'chol
Shah. I always wondered why it doesn't say B'chol Eis, B'chol Shah, B'chol Makom. Right? Every time, and wherever you may be. That's my kavana. When I say Sim Shalom, I add on that little, not verbally, but I mentally ask Hashem that no matter who, where, what time it is, any time of the day, any time of the year, no matter where we are. Jews are all over the place. Right? We had a Jew in space. Take care of him. Take care of the Jew who's on a Mossad mission, who knows where. Right? B'chol makom shehem. Wherever they are.
Ba'asher Hosham.
Ba'asher Hosham. Okay, so we'll stop here. And we'll pick up the Nerz Hashem back next week on Tuesday night.